New heading, Win-Win Empowerment, Moving from the Industrial to the Knowledge Worker Age. Now, what if we were to forget all that we've learned about the whole person? What if we lost sight of the fire that is lit inside those individuals and organizations when they find their voice and inspire others to find their voice? And we kept working through our traditional industrial age lenses and traditions. Can you see how easy it would be to apply the win-win agreement process in the classic style of a controlling manager? You can see all that the effort simply would not yield the fruit of empowerment. Successful empowerment rests in a commitment to work with team members by win-win agreements. In an organization, win-win means that there is an explicit overlapping of the four needs of the organization, that is, its financial health, the growth and development of its people, the nature of the synergistic relationships with key stakeholders, and then finally with meaning and contribution and integrity. You would overlap those with the four needs of the individual, the physical or economic, the mental, their growth and development, the social-emotional, that is, relationships, and the spiritual, meaning and contribution and integrity. If someone violates the spirit of the agreement and continues to do so in spite of sincere efforts to heal the breach, then the individuals may simply go for no deal. That means you don't deal at all. There is no agreement. You agree to disagree agreeably. People leave. Hires aren't made. New assignments may be made. There is a very interesting approach to no deal that is promulgated by the armed services. It's called the Doctrine of Stubborn Refusal. I learned the Doctrine of Stubborn Refusal from interacting with naval officers. It means that when you know something is wrong and that it would result in serious consequences to the overall mission and values of the organization, then you should respectfully push back, no matter what your position or rank. You should speak up and declare yourself in opposition to the momentum of a growing decision that you are absolutely convinced is dead wrong. That's essentially living from your conscience, allowing your inner voice or light to guide your actions rather than giving in to the sway of peer pressure. It is important for people in high positions to officially endorse the doctrine of stubborn refusal. This legitimizes the right to push back, to call wrong wrong, and to call stupid stupid.